It's one of the most terrifying scenes from a horror story. A clown in a storm drain invites a little boy to come closer and then bites his arm off. The clown is, of course, Pennywise, and the scene originated in the imagination of author Stephen King, who included it in his 1986 book, It. Like many of King's books, It is set in the fictional town of Derry, Maine, which is a reimagined version of the city of Bangor, Maine, where King lives and where part of the 2017 film It was filmed. Every year, Stephen King fans travel from all over the world to visit Bangor to take the city's only Stephen King-themed tour. They visit the storm drain that inspired the terrifying scene from It and is depicted in the film, as well as other sites from other King books and the films that they inspired. The tour is operated by the Tinkers, a family of Stephen King mega fans in Bangor. Stu Tinker went to the signing of King's first book, Carrie, in 1974, and developed a friendship with the author. He went on to open a bookstore that specialized exclusively in King books and memorabilia, and became an international destination for King fans. Then, in 2012, Stu started doing a Stephen King-themed tour of the city, which his son Jamie now operates. As well as visiting the storm drain from It, participants in the 3-hour bus tour also visit the real-life locations that have been reimagined by King and that play a prominent role in one or more of his books. They go to the cemetery depicted in the 1989 film Pet Sematary, which stars Johnny Depp and was based on King's 1983 novel of that name. And they go to the house where King now lives. If they're lucky, they might even see the author himself, who at the age of 73 remains a prolific author. Speak Up talked to tour operator Jamie Tinker. He told us that Stephen King was a family friend.
My father had a very good relationship with him for years because the bookstore my dad went to meet Stephen King for the first book signing ever, in 1991 he bought that store. And Stephen King, through doing signings, having conversations with my father, put us on the map as the largest Stephen King collectible bookstore in the world for 20 years. And then their friendship went on forever.
As Tinker explains, King was both an unusual talent and an ordinary guy.
It's intimidating, but he's also the guy you see at the movie theater. He's the guy you see walking home with a pizza. You just see him out and about around town. You say, hi, Steve, and let the guy be a regular guy. If he's walking his dog, Molly, let him walk his dog. Sometimes on the tours, he'll see the van and he'll just wave to us and then walk into his house. And sometimes he's walked past people and they have their back turned or they're not looking at where he is. He'll walk right past them and right in.
We then asked Tinker what inspired King to set his horror stories in Maine.
Steve says, write what you know. And he grew up primarily in Maine. He went to college here in Maine, and he has a lake house in Maine. And in Maine, the nature, the setting, the woods, they're almost their own character. And they impact the characters in the books almost as though an actual person or an entity would. And if you're here in the winter, you know cold. It's just like in The Shining, how up at the Overlook, how the weather itself had such an impact. In Maine, we have that same type of weather and climate and environment and terrain that is very easy to kind of get lost in and see as something that affects our lives and our stories. I mean, you get that in LA in the traffic, that'll change your life. You can go clinically insane on the roads there. So I think that has a lot to it, but he writes what he knows. Wherever he is, he could do it. He's just spent more time here in Maine than anywhere else.
And, he says, there are some stops on the tour that people get really excited about.
They love the house. They love getting to the house because the house is the public face of Steve. The house, the gate, the whole thing. People have been waiting their whole lives to get in front of a house. I would go to Steve's house and turn left to go to middle school. So it's not the same to me. I walked past his house every day of my life. The tour is great, but they want the house. And when they get to that, they get the picture of themselves in front of the house. People love the storm drain, and they love just being in the cemetery. Mount Hope Cemetery is the second oldest garden cemetery in America. It was built in 1834. It's a beautiful old cemetery that you get to stand in and just look at and see amazing headstones.